Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
It says, good morning, Freak Show gang. Take a walk into the stupid situation that I've gotten myself into. Without saying too much, I use an app and a flash drive that I plug into my TV that gives me free cable.
Oh.
All the channels. I get the NFL Network package. I get the HBO and Showtime shows. Even pay-per-views. Everything that you could want if you are a TV watcher. It's the coolest thing ever. A couple weeks ago, my in-laws were at my house and I turned on a pay-per-view fight. And honestly, I've been using this system so long that I forget that it's like this is an under-the-table thing. Well, so did my wife. Somehow it came up that we don't pay for our pay-per-views, and I saw her father's whole demeanor change.
Uh-oh.
This guy is the king of overreacting. He's always been that way, and now he's making it seem like I'm doing this heinous thing and I'm some sort of criminal. And that the FBI is going to somehow knock on my door in any minute because I'm supposedly stealing intellectual property. He literally said, I'm putting his daughter and his grandkids at risk. This man is a lunatic. To shut him up, I even agreed to get rid of it. Of course I didn't. That would be stupid because I'm saving all kinds of money. Well, the other day he came over when I was at work and he saw it still. Now in his eyes, I'm not just a criminal, but I'm a liar too.
Whoa.
This time, I threw it away for real. It's gone, and Spectrum is headed to the house. I've lost the fight because apparently my father-in-law thinks I'm some sort of degenerate criminal, and his daughter is my wife. So I have to have a happy wife for a happy life. I kind of feel defeated. Mm. Everyone is cutting the cord. And apparently, I'm reattaching to mine.
You made a mistake.
Okay, but is that illegal?
Yes. I mean, yeah. Absolutely it is, 100%. Yeah.
Okay, so in essence, he's not a lunatic. He's right.
But he's overreacting,
though. The FBI is going to knock down your door. You're putting my grandkids in danger.
Right, yeah, you're not doing that.
But they did go after people. I mean, remember LimeWire and all that? I mean, they did go after people back in the day for music.
They went after the people that were, like, uploading the music, not the people that were, like, using the service.
No! They went after a lot of people who were out there using it because they could show that you had use. And here's the deal. Money is now tight.
Mm, yes.
Companies are now finding ways to get extra income. So when the cable companies realize, you know, we could go out here and try and prosecute these people for some fines or to get some money in.
You sounded like his father-in-law.
I'm sounding like a person who enjoys my cable and I ain't stealing. And I stole cable all through college.
Yeah.
So I know how to do it. But, I mean, I wasn't, like, on the line for it. The person who had the key and who used to work for the cable company did that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, here's the deal. How many people out there, if you're just going to keep it a buck, we're not going to identify your name. But for real, we could do an informal type of poll. This type of thing. What do you call this thing? What is this? Like the flash
box?
The stolen cable flash drive or plug-in, whatever. Who out there is using something that's not traditionally cable? Like not cable, but streaming or whatever. Like you don't have the official. You got the bootleg.
Right.
And are you keeping it?
So I wouldn't implicate myself.
Oh, ever, here we go.
But these devices are phenomenal.
but they're illegal.
There's a lot of illegal stuff that's phenomenal.
Well, right, but what I'm saying is like, because in this day and age, when you have a lot of stuff that can get into your system, like, you know, malwares and all
viruses.
That stuff. So you're going and you're plugging something into your household deal that is not above board. So don't that mean you've opened yourself up to something like, you know, so say somebody who's got a really good hack game puts out these things and everybody go plug it in their house. Now they got everybody's good stuff.
This seems very common.
It's so widely used. So many people have little devices plugged into their TVs or however you do it.
I don't know. I think honestly, I'm a dad of two daughters.
Yeah.
I think if I walked in the house and you were stealing cable, I would kind of look at you light anyway. I'm like, yo, like, you can't afford to take care of my kids.
I could see that.
He's not a lunatic.
From a daddy's, I could see it from his perspective.
You in here bootlegging my child's
stuff?
Also,
he's saving money. Like, what is it? Like $200, $250 a month he's saving now?
$225.
That's so damn expensive. That's what I pay.
Yeah.
I pay $225 a month.
Imagine knocking that bill off.
Oh.
You're saving $1,000 a quarter, right?
Yeah,
there.
But I can also save money if I just start selling drugs. I mean, well, I don't want to do that either.
You
it's
can't
illegal.
Compare those
it's
two.
It's kind of the same thing. Hey. All right, wait, 888-429-0941. Who's stealing that content? Not stealing. Borrowing and using without a contract. All right, hold on. There's a no-name. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Hey, you breaking the law? You breaking the law?
I ain't breaking the law, but look. I got the cable for the low. I ended up telling somebody at church about it, and the man's kind of judging me a little bit. I'm like, well, hey, I'm trying to save you, me and you money. But
you told somebody at the church? You're not supposed to tell somebody I steal at the church?
No, look. I had it a couple times. Them people got busted, and I found two more other services. But right now I'm doing good, watching the NBA playoffs and video on demand. I'm good.
Yeah. Good. But and for all this is free.
Well, I pay $30 a month.
That's not bad. That's great.
Okay, and have you? All right, let me ask you this: have you ever really, really been looking forward to like watching something, and then you went and you couldn't see it because the thing failed? Because that's why I like the comfort of knowing cable gonna be on when I get there.
I'm gonna tell you one story. I had my people over for the Super Bowl one time, and it failed on me.
It failed?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So, look, around Super Bowl time, I'll call the real people. But other than that,
you
know?
Yeah.
Wow.
I appreciate you, man. All right, wait, line two.
Right,
really? You say you do something like this, too, so you being illegal, too.
No, I asked my guy, is this illegal? Because there was a guy who was on YouTube that they just came and took his cars and house and everything.
Wait, turn your radio down. Turn your radio down because we're hearing us in the background. There's a delay. All right, so wait, you did what?
Well, I wanted to make sure this is not illegal or anything like that because there was a guy who was doing it, and they said what it was sold was he wasn't paying taxes or any other stuff. That's how they got him. Ooh. So what I'm doing is I got the Fire Stick on two TVs. I pay $15 a month for each one, $30. I got all sports, I got the Showtime, the HBO, all of that.
For $15?
Each. So it's $30 for the two parts.
Yeah, y'all breaking the law. Y'all going to jail.
No.
Y'all going to jail. It might not be tomorrow, but I know damn well y'all ain't going to make it down to 2024 without going to jail. You might get out fast, but you're going.
It's been a good couple of years off so far.
I need to know the name. Yeah.
No, you don't need
do.
To know the name. Meredith,
saving
don't
that
you,
much
Meredith,
money.
Meredith, don't you play around like that. Don't you play with that. I'm okay. Telling you right. You know these radio mics are on.
We got a text in out of the 727. I used to use one of those jailbroken Amazon sticks to watch new movies that came out. And Spectrum actually sent me a legal email and called me saying I was streaming illegal movies. And if they caught me doing it again, I could get into serious trouble.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you still, it's content. You know how many times they use the word content in the courts now?
Content.
Like, if you stealing content, like Davi, that's like somebody, like you got a tattoo shop. That's like somebody taking all your art that you got, that you put out there, say, hey, look what my artist did, and then reprinting it onto a canvas and opening up a museum. And they're like, look at all our art. And you're like, wait a minute.
That's nice.
Those are my pictures.
I'm sure stuff like that happens all the time.
Uh-oh.
People stealing Uh-oh. Other people's ideas, designs,
but think,
and things
but no,
like that.
But think about it. That museum's open, and all of your art stuff is up there. You're going to now reach out to somebody to try and get some sort of, like, compensation. It's content. Content is what people, that lawyers are living. I guarantee you I could hit two lawyers right now that I know and say, hey, is this? They would be like, hell yes.
But is it being prosecuted? Do they really look into it?
They're sending emails.
That works for me.
Let me
open the email letter or something.
Our
it's like,
lawyers.
Our lawyers said that you were using a fire hookup. Like,
I feel like the cable company's been getting over on us for way too long.
Oh, boy, you better watch your mouth.
They do pay a lot for the sports
just
and contracts.
Get back.
Ain't nothing like scrolling through 150 channels and nothing on. I got it.
That's a good point.
Wait, now you don't see anything wrong with this, and we're trying to keep you out of trouble.
I don't see nothing wrong with it, nah.
But it's, you know it's illegal.
define illegal.
My definition might not be Webster's, but my definition is something that could get you on the papers.
Yeah, it could probably get you on paper, but the FBI got more things to worry about than me watching Spider-Man on my couch.
That's a damn good point right there. Right?
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.